Okay, we learn this next text, that is 32 text from the 4th chapter of 6th canto, from the Hamsa Guhya prayers. Please repeat after me. Astiti.
Astiti. Astiti. Astiti.
Nastiti.
Nastiti. Nastiti. Nastiti.
Cha.
Cha. Cha. Cha.
Vastu.
Vastu. Vastu. Vastu.
Nishtayor.
Nishtayor.
एकस्तयोर
एकस्तयोर एकस्तयोर एकस्तयोर
भिन्न
भिन्न भिन्न भिन्न
विरुद्ध
विरुद्ध विरुद्ध विरुद्ध
धर्मणो
धर्मणो धर्मणो धर्मणो
अवेक्षितम
अवेक्षितम अवेक्षितम अवेक्षितम
किंचन
किंचन किंचन किंचन
योग
योग योग
सांख्ययो
सांख्ययो सांख्ययो सांख्ययो
समम
समम समम समम
परम
परम परम परम
य अनुकूलम
य अनुकूलम य अनुकूलम
बृहत्तत
बृहत्तत बृहत्तत बृहत्तत
any doubt you have अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर्
अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर्
अस्तीति नास्तीति च
वस्तुनिष्ठयोर्
एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो
एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
समं परं ह्यानुकालं बृहत्तात्
समं परं
ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात् अनुकूलं बृहत्तात् समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात् अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर्
अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर् अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर् अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोर्
एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो
एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो एकस्तयोर् भिन्न विरुद्ध धर्मणो
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात्
समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात् समं परं
You had your breakfast, no? You had your breakfast, I didn't have. Doesn't look like. Doesn't look like you had your breakfast. Should be loud. Okay? I'll tell once more. All of you should say loudly, huh? Astiti nastiti cha vastu nishtayor
Astiti nastiti cha vastu nishtayor Astiti nastiti cha vastu nishtayor Astiti nastiti cha vastu nishtayor
Ekastayor bhinna viruddha dharmano
Ekastayor bhinna viruddha dharmano Ekastayor bhinna viruddha dharmano
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो अवेक्षितं किंचन योगसांख्ययो
समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात्
समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात् समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्तात्
Okay, I'll recite the whole verse. All of you recite together. Astiti nastiti cha vastu nishtayor ekas. Wait, wait. I'll recite the whole verse now. Whole verse. अस्तीति नास्तीति च वस्तुनिष्ठयोरेकस्तयोर्भिन्नविरुद्धधर्मणो अवेक्षितं किञ्चन योगसाङ्ख्ययो समं परं ह्यनुकूलं बृहत्। Once more. There are two parties, namely, the theist and the atheist. The theist, who accepts the super soul, finds the spiritual cause through mystic yoga. The Sankhyaite, however, who merely analyzes the material elements, comes to a conclusion of impersonalism and does not accept a supreme cause, whether Bhagavan, Paramatma, or even Brahman. Instead, he is preoccupied with the superfluous external activities of material nature. Ultimately, however, both parties demonstrate the absolute truth, because although they offer opposing statements, their object is the same ultimate cause. They are both approaching the same supreme Brahman, to whom I offer my respectful obeisances. See, basically in this verse it is said that there are two parties of people, who are theist and who are atheist. Who, you know, like approximately who are theists, who believe in God, and atheists who do not believe. For this, you know, there is a very good example. You know Newton, right? All of you know Newton. In physics you must have learned Newton's laws of nature, isn't it? Yeah. So this Newton, once what happened, he had a friend who was atheist. He didn't believe in God. So this Newton, you know what he did? He made, once what happened, he had called his friend to his house for having lunch. And that time, what he had done is, on the table, he had displayed a model of the whole solar system. All, you know, of all the planets. I mean, he had done a beautiful model. Hare Krishna. He had done a beautiful model in which all the planets are revolving, and how the sun, the full system. He had done a model and he had kept it there. So, he had kept a model there. So, his friend came and he was seeing that model. How beautiful it is and all. And he said that it is such a beautiful model. Who made this? So, then Newton said, oh, it just came like that. So, then this person said, oh, how can it come like that? So many people are required to make this model. It just cannot come like that. So immediately Newton said, yes, that is my point. See, what atheist people think, that everything just comes like that on its own. Do you think this building will come on its own? Or do you think anything, whatever exists in this planet, whatever, it will not come on its own? Do you think it will come on its own? It is because of Krishna. You know, Krishna has done so beautifully. He is making the planets float in this thing. Can you make anything float in air? No. The Lord has done such a beautiful system of all the planets. See, you study all this geography, but who has done that? How beautifully Krishna has created, isn't it? And even the earth, the position of the earth, it is how it is near the sun. If it was little more close to the sun, we all might have burnt, isn't it? But how beautifully, even that centimeter, everything is taken into care. How beautifully he has done the creation. So this is how you should try to appreciate the Lord. So, but these two parties, the theist and the atheist, they both are trying to understand. I mean, the thing is, like how we said in the 12th chapter, the impersonalist and the personalist. They are trying to understand the absolute truth. But if you want to really understand Krishna, devotional service is the only way which you will understand Krishna properly. Otherwise, maybe Krishna is like this, maybe he is like that, maybe it is total vacuum. They say, na, some people say that, you know, in a dark room, meditate on something dark. So, I mean, something like that. I mean, vague ideas you will have. But if you want to know exactly how is Krishna, exactly what is the absolute truth, then you should do devotion. And devotion starts with chanting. If you chant very nicely with full attention, like how your teacher says in the class, pay attention. Like that, with attention you hear every word. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If you do that attentively, then you will understand God, which is very difficult to understand. If you don't chant, if you don't, these are the rules laid by Prabhupada, who has understood God. Just imagine, Prabhupada has written like this so many books. It's even difficult to understand these things. He has written all these books. Why? Because he is a pure devotee. He has understood God. Because he followed all the devotional steps, he understood God. And he is so kind. What we people do, if we suppose we find out some answer in our, your teacher has given you some assignment and you find out the answers and your teacher says, very good, I mean, you will get first rank. Then your friend says, hey, show me also. No, no, I will not show you. That is what we do, isn't it? But Prabhupada is so kind. He knows everything and he is giving to everyone. He heard Prabhupada says, you all become like me. That's what Prabhupada is saying. So that is why only through devotional service we can understand God. Okay.